cash.
So, have you ever heard of any kind of soul called buckshot or gumbo?
Yeah, we got plenty of them in the Delta. That's all, near about all buckshot and gumbo in the Delta. We don't have it out here.
What kind of soil is that?
It's old sticky soil, old clumsy soil. You just can't, you can't hardly dent it.
Hmm.
It's hard work.
Not too good?
It makes good stuff, but
it's hard to work.
It's hard to work. They have to have them heavy machinery to work. Now, just our common plows that they use out here wouldn't be no good at work. Now, most of the people out here are working with heavy machinery here when they don't have to do it. But that's all ain't like that. This soil is just as mellow as it can be and no trouble whatever. Work. Of course, I worked it all my life, been in it, and I know it.
You ought to know.
And I know, but that over there, now my daughter's garden, I've tried to go out there and help her in her garden. And I'm going to tell you right now, I can't do nothing with that gumbo stuff.
Hmm.
And they went and hauled sand and put all in it. Went out in the hills and had dirt hauled from the hills and put in. Now they can kind of do something with it. Mix it in with that gumbo, you know, and it makes a wonderful garden. And my other daughter, she put sawdust on hers, all over her garden, and thought that would just be the thing, you know, to put sawdust on it. Well, it just made it just as mushy as it could be. And she had never had no garden since.
No.
But she just sat by herself and she don't do much garden. Because she, nobody but her. She said she'd rather just buy what she eats. And last year, me and her decided to have it broke up and planted. And it didn't amount to nothing. So this year she didn't do nothing about it.
Do you have any land around here that's got water standing on it all the time and got bushes and trees?
Oh yeah, that's marshes. We have marshes in places. It'd be maybe an acre or two of them like that in spots. On our home place we had marshes.
Is that the same thing with a swamp?
Yeah. It's you'll bog up in it, you know, if you go in it. Nobody don't go out in it. Because of snakes and everything else in it. Now, my husband fenced it in one time, put a bunch of hogs in there. Now, hogs kill snakes out, you know. And he put a bunch of hogs in there. And hogs don't mind marshes. But people don't go out in places like that. We didn't do it.
So marsh is
bad. It's just full of springs and everything, you know, water just coming all the time. It's something that you don't ever work.
But it's about the same thing as a swamp?
It's swamp.
What about this expression? A farmer might say that, well, we're going to get a big crop this season because the soil is very...
very good. It's working good.
It's very fertile.
It's the land's pulverized good. But sometimes it don't really work out that way. Because the rain season's not right.
But most of the soil around here is pretty fertile.
Now this year, it's just been wrong all the way.